Workbook, Unit 3, page 31. Extra listening. Time for school. You are going to hear an interview with a school principal about an interesting experiment. Listen and answer the questions.
We're standing outside Central High School in Los Angeles, California. Today, we're interviewing the principal, Doris Norman. Good morning, Ms. Norman.
Good morning.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and school is empty. Your school day used to begin at 8 o'clock, didn't it? I understand you have changed the timetable, and now you start at 9:30. Why did you make this change?
Well, teachers have been complaining for years that during the first two lessons, they might as well be talking to the wall, and the students admit they don't concentrate. The students have also complained that they find it difficult to get up in the morning.
Well, that's a well-known problem with teenagers, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But not many people realize there's actually a biological reason for it. It's not that teenagers are just lazy. So we decided not to go against the natural rhythms and physical needs of our students. In the morning, their bodies are demanding sleep. Scientists have studied the subject and found out that there's an area of cells in the brain that functions as a sort of clock, a body clock. This clock regulates our sleep-wake cycle. It's sort of an inner clock, or body rhythm, that tells us, right, I'm tired, it's time to go to bed. Or, it's morning, time to get up.
I'm with you.
Well, it seems your body clock slows down when you become a teenager. Your brain releases the sleep-related hormone called melatonin later in the day than in adults or children. So teenagers are wide awake until quite late at night. If they force themselves to go to bed earlier, they'll just lie there staring at the ceiling.
So teenagers are sort of in a different time zone than adults.
Exactly. They're on teenage time. But this isn't to say they don't need their sleep. They need 9.25 hours a night, in fact, while adults can get by on 8.25, and children need 10.
And that's why you're starting school later, is that it?
Yes, that's basically the reason.
And what are the results so far?
Well, it's still a little early in the year to say anything for sure, but so far, reports from teachers have been encouraging. There are fewer cases of students coming late, and they are wide awake in the lessons. And we hope for even more decisive results.
Such as?
Well, research has shown that not getting enough sleep can be harmful to academic studies. It can have a bad effect on memory and attention. And what's more, it makes those awful teenage mood swings even worse. So, if we let them have enough sleep and don't try to teach them at a time when their brains are telling them that it's still the middle of the night, then hopefully marks will go up because they'll be able to absorb more. An added bonus might be fewer discipline problems as well.
You've got high expectations, haven't you? But it does make sense and sounds very interesting. Maybe we'll come back at the end of the year and see how things have gone. Thank you very much for giving us your time.
It's a pleasure.